the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, we were having a look at the structure of the supplication of Kumail. As we mentioned, this prayer consists of three stages. The first stage is the preamble, like a preamble to the supplication. It prepares the grounds for the supplicant to be praying and imploring Allah. In the second stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions those means by which he seeks recourse to Allah, like the previous grace and mercy of the Almighty Allah, like our love for Him and our confession of His unity and oneness, like confession to our weakness in resisting the punishment of even this world, let alone hereafter, and seeking of refuge by a slave who has fled from his master and disobeyed him. Now, entering the third stage of the prayer, we face the different needs of a true servant presented before his Lord by the tongue of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, it is worthy of note that the wishes, those needs, which Imam Ali alayhi salam presents before Almighty Allah can be classified into four kinds. The first kind is that He subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us our sins, not punish us, overlook the offenses we have committed and what we have perpetrated of evil. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this part, to forgive me on this night and at this very hour every offense I have committed. كُلَّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتُ وَكُلَّ خَطِيئَةٍ أَخْطَأْتُهَا. Every sin I have perpetrated, every ugly thing I have concealed, every folly I have enacted, whether I have hidden or announced it, whether I have concealed it or manifested it, every evil act which you have commanded the noble writers to record, those whom you have appointed to watch over what appears from me, and whom you have made, along with my bodily organs, witness against me. وَكُلَّ سَيِّئَةٍ أَمَرْتَ بِإِثْبَاتِهَا الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ الَّذِينَ وَكَّلْتَهُمْ بِحِفْظِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ. In the second kind of those needs presented by Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see Imam Ali alayhi salam invoking Allah's mercy in all affairs and in every provision from him. He prays to Allah to increase his share of every good that he sends down. He says, "And I beseech to you to bestow upon me an abundant share of every good you send down, goodness you unfold, provision you spread out." This prayer is all-embracing, such that it does not leave out anything of Almighty Allah's mercy. This is wonderful. How else should the infallible Imams be teaching us, me and you, how to supplicate and what to ask from the Almighty Allah? This is the giant ocean of mercy showing itself, manifesting itself within the words of the infallible Imams, like Imam Ali alayhi salam. The third kind, which is the longest part of this supplication, is the one which attracts the attention of the Imam Ali alayhi salam the most. That is, his relation with the Almighty Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam prays to Allah to make his time filled with his remembrance and connected to his service, and to grant him seriousness in his fear of him, to make him closer to himself and give him a place in his neighborhood. He says, "I beseech you to make my times in the night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, joined to your service." He says, "Strengthen my bodily parts in your service." قَوِّي عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِهِ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِهِ. Fortify the instruments of my soul in determination, and bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you, and continuity in my being joined to your service, so that I may move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost, hurry to you among the prominent, desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous, more nearer to you with the nearness of the sincere, fear you with the fear of those who have certitude, and gather with the believers in your neighborhood." However, it should not go unsaid here that both of the first and third types of wishes are peculiar to the relation of a servant with Allah. Of course, the difference is that the first type of wishes are negative in nature. That is, a person pleads with Allah to forgive his sins and to overlook them, while the third type of wishes are somehow positive. That is, his only concern is to establish his relation with Allah on a firm ground of sincerity, on a firm ground of love and yearning for him. In the fourth kind of wishes, Imam Ali alayhi salam asks Allah to keep him away from the deception of the tyrants, their trickery and mischief, to return their trickery to themselves, and to protect him from their oppression and harm. He says, "O Allah, whosoever intends evil for me, desire it for him, and whosoever deceives me, deceive him. And spare me the evil of my enemies from among the jinn and men." And this, dear listeners, was a very quick summary of the structure of this holy supplication. However, I assume there is a need for further explanation and elaboration of this general frame of the supplication of Kumail, which we will, God willing, go into in the next episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I